You know we're going to call you at some point about the draft, right?
Yeah.
And you're going to have to make a pick.
Change.
You're going to have to make a pick for the Browns. I'm not going to call
pick.
You.
I'll make a pick.
Yeah, I don't want to bother you about tweets and texts and things like that.
So I'm on the clock.
You got to start doing research.
I got to make a pick.
Not now. I don't need you to make a pick now.
No, yeah, but that's what you're going to call and say, like, we're on the clock.
But by mid-February, we need you to have a draft plan laid out for
okay.
the Browns.
Yeah, you better.
All right. Just like the first pick or?
I don't need you to lay out all nine picks of what they're going to make. Yeah,
Lord. Mock draft. You want Rod's mock draft.
258.
It's Rodney McLeod, not Dane Brugler. Like it's okay. Yeah, I ain't gonna make you do that. But you know, like this is part of what changes now.
Yeah.
Like, are you gonna go through media? Are you gonna do media? What are you gonna do?
I have a few fillers out there. I'm kind of in a world of exploring right now. No pressure behind it. Just explore. See what you're passionate in. What opportunities live now outside of the helmet. And see where life takes me.
Are you prepared, as a guy who recently retired, are you prepared to say things that are critical of people you played with?
Yeah, I have no problem.
I've kind of taken it easy on you with some of the stuff.
I live by the code of all I can do is look at the film. The film doesn't lie. That's our resume. And so if what I see holds true, then that's what I have to voice. That's the world I live in. And so that does mean being critical of others. Like whether, like, hey, this is a great player, but right here, you know what I'm saying? Looks like you guys are not communicating well. So something happened right here, blown coverage, touchdown. Like, I'm sorry. That's what it is.
But you also know.
Technique wise. Doesn't matter.
We showed you a video. You may or may not remember this. We showed you a video during a break towards the beginning of the year, and it was like somebody about a blown coverage or something you had, and I said it for you. I mean, you were trying to be nice about it. This was off air, and I was like, oh, so they don't know their ass from a hole in the ground. And you're like, well, I'm like, yeah, this is what you want to say, but you're not going to say it.
Yeah.
Are you prepared to deal with that? Like texts from guys who you, because it's, for me, I never played. So it's easy.
It is.
Not
it
the
is
league.
Hard.
You know what I mean?
That is the most difficult piece about stepping into the world of media as a former player is talking about, yes, guys that you have great relationships with. But I think what people will instantly see is that they know your heart. You know, like there's certain guys that are just there for clippings, for views. Whereas I look at as an OG like Ryan Clark, I mean, he just speaks from what he sees. And he's played ball for a very long time, high football IQ, a great leader, and he's well-respected. And he always, you know what I'm saying, it's just he has the best intentions behind his messages and the way that he communicates, I feel like. Mm-hmm. Now, what you have to know is not everybody's going to like your soundbite. Like, there's going to be somebody that is critical of that on both sides of it. That's just inevitable in this industry. So you got to have thick skin, but you got to know that, and you got to trust in yourself. You got to know yourself. Don't be somebody that you're not. And I don't think I'll ever kind of confide in that.
So was this what you thought it was going to be?
This year?
With us. Not the season. I mean, in here and all this.
Yeah.
Be honest.
Yeah. It's been love. It's been love. You guys have treated me fair.
I think so.
You know, I know so. There's times that you guys could have probably got at me a little rougher than what you did, but yeah, I appreciate it.
But the things that we would have been rougher with you about is really things you that would have been general manager stuff, coaching stuff.
Yeah,
like that, I can't ask you to answer those.
Our listeners just wanted to hear about Deshaun every week. They wanted to hear how the teammates of Deshaun feel about Deshaun. That's all they care about right now, especially when the season goes south.
Yeah.
Right.
Of course.
They want to know, and so I'll tee one up instead for the fans. What is the gap between Myles Garrett and T.J. Watt? Let's go. Let's start it off.
The gap
post post-career analysis.
Yeah, this is media.
Let's go make some headlines in Pittsburgh.
Get on
Let's
awful go. Announcing right now.
Right now.
Tell us how big the gap is between Myles Garrett and T.J. Watt. Do it.
I mean, I don't necessarily. No, I can't give the proper analysis, to be honest with you. But all I know is Myles Defensive Player of the Year last year, and that speaks for itself.
Ronnie, I watched the last 7 Steeler games. I didn't hear T.J. Watt's name mentioned at all.
Nothing.
You're a guy actually looking at the film.
Nothing.
You're playing with Myles.
Yeah, I don't look at T.J. Watt film.
I'm forced to watch T.J. Watt film. Whether it be commercials, whether it be...
You feel me? Yeah, I'm not there yet, but I can vouch for Myles, like, hell of a player. And like I said, Defensive Player of the Year. Like, what else needs to be said? That's period.
Who's the most underrated Cleveland Brown?
Underrated Cleveland Brown?
Mm-hmm.
On the current roster right now? That's a tough one.
Do you think there's a guy that we are unnecessary? Well, you said you don't listen to a lot of anybody here.
That's a tough one.
Yeah, is there someone you think the fans might be a little bit hard on that we should lighten up on because they're better than what we think they are?
There's probably several players.
Yeah?
Okay. There's probably several players. I can't pinpoint one. I can't pinpoint one.
Fine. You got anything else for him?
Yeah.
I love
y'all
that.
Funny.
Man, he
y'all
set
funny.
You up perfectly.
Funny.
Man, you got it. That's the difference. He's measured in his comments, and I'm just a wild man. Because if he sets me up for Myles Garrett, I'm gonna say it all day about how much better Myles Garrett is than T.J. Watt. Just to inflame the passions of people in Pittsburgh.
Yeah. You got that's your job.
Yeah, but you're too responsible about it.
Who's the guy on the roster right now that we don't talk about a lot, but like 5 years from now, they're going to be...
Ooh, that's like a good one.
Up.
Yes.
They're going to be the guy.
Ooh.
And assume guys get healthy, because unfortunately they've had some injuries. You know, the Mike Hall thing and Dwan Jones and the injuries have not helped again. JOK, I mean... Oh, we all want to see JOK again.
Yeah, I'm gonna list off just a few young guys that I could pinpoint. Mamu, 43, you know, linebacker, undrafted guy. I think you'll talk about him a lot more going forward. Fantasy set, Cedric Tillman. I had a real breakout year. Looking forward to seeing more from him.
Where did that nickname come
confidence.
From? Really?
Oh, that's just like my nickname I gave to him. Because like, it was like all of a sudden, just touchdown, raining touchdown. So I said, hey, fantasy said.
Andrew Berry's laser eyes, anybody? Andrew Berry laser eyes? You'll learn more about that as you get more into me.
Nah, I'm hip. I'm hip. Isaiah McGuire really showed up for us. Big.
He was nice.
Down the stretch, a lot of turnovers, and I think he'll continue to mature into to a great player.
Andrew Berry, laser eyes again, nicely done, bingo.
And I like my dog Elijah. You know, he's had a tough, I think, start to his career as far as like bouncing around. But I believe whether it's here in Cleveland. Or somewhere where he's, of course, on a team for a long-term, consistent basis. I think he has a skill set and abilities to be a great player for someone.
What's your Super Bowl prediction?
Super Bowl prediction. Whoo, we in that mode, huh? And playoffs is tomorrow. Nah, but I like. It's hard to walk away from Mahomes. Kelce, Andy
Reid.
They're
not going to win it every year. Mahomes is going to win it every year.
But I think they probably represent AFC. And NFC, I'm going to go with... I'm going to say that I believe it might be a year for Detroit, man.
I think everybody's
they've
off
had a lot
Minnesota
of hurt.
Now.
They've had
one game and they're off. Yeah. They've lost what 3 games all year. They're double Minnesota.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean anything. They shoot. they're ready. They're prepped. You know what I'm saying? They just crushed, dominated Minnesota. Whereas it didn't get to that point until the end of the game. I think fourth quarter they just pulled away. But I think they're built to win that.
If Kevin calls you next November, are you coming back?
Calls me next November?
November.
Yeah, guys are down. Oh, playoff run.
Maybe December.
So you're not saying no?
Maybe like December. I told her, like, hey, look, if you guys are making that run, numbers the same, need somebody to give some pregame speeches.
He stayed in shape.
You know, leadership on the team. I got you. Couple third down. I got you. I'm your guy.
Ronnie, we thank you so much for the time. It's been a pleasure. An honor and a pleasure.